You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Safik deraisa l'chumra, safik derabbanan l'kula, and the Rambam's shita is that safik deraisa l'chumra is a din derabbanan. In other words, midaraisa go l'kula. If you follow the Aleph Beis Gimel, those are three Rambams basically. Let's just take a look first at Aleph. The Rambam says, "Davi yadua shekol eilat tumas kesev en shen mishum safik harayin shel devrayin." All these chumras are devrayin. The ain tumim in the Torah. Now, the Rambam learns. We usually learn is we're at the Rambam that safik tumah b'shisa yochid is fake or tame, and that makes sense. Okay, maybe there's special halachas there, chazaka and other things. But safik deraisa, safik tumah b'shisa Rambam is a special din that's lakula. Rambam learns no, it's lakula because it's lakula. Take a look. She says, "Avakolas vein tamin atarim mikol mishenit matumas vada. Avakolas fakis bein betumas bein bemacholas asuris." Now this is a shalim gersim kasim mishu bein barayas v'shabasis englehem ella medivrei seifim. Right, they're only medivrei seifim. Right, and if you notice the parentheses, interesting. This Rambam has it. Alpha P King Dovish Chavon's Dina Chorus Sveika Osmeter. There's a piece over here that Arias must mean over there Chayv Olavin, not Chayv Krisis. Shavuah says Oisah Chayv Ashon Tolin. Now, Rabbi Seinu Achreinim did not have this gear so exactly all the time, because there's two kashas that deal, which was not what we're going to be dealing with. Is two famous kashas on the Rambam is if Sofik Daraisa is Lakula, how do you have something called an Ashom Tolo? Ashom Tolo is the pshat. If a person did a Yaveira and he's Mesupik, if a person did an action, I'm sorry, and he's Mesupik if he's Chayiv Kores or not Chayiv Kores, right? In other words, not Chayiv Kores, it's a Chayiv Kores more correctly than Beshegik. So usually if he does it and he knows it's also, he ate Chaylev, right, his Boyal Anida and so forth, Beshegik, so he's Chayiv Achatas, but over he's not sure, he brings an Ashom Toloi. He was allowed to do it. Why should he bring the carbon? If he's allowed to do it, there's nothing wrong with what he did. That's the kasha achreinim when it go into. And the Rambam in this girsa answers it that my klal is only on a suffic lav, but not in the suffic iso, let's say, but not a suffic kores. Other, if you don't have this girsa, which Kesemisha said the one, there's not necessarily this girsa. They say other terutzim that ain't a chanami, the Rambam holds, that only Ashom Tolo is only according to the mat, like the man d'omer, chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, right? If you went through, most of you went through Daf Yomi, you probably remember it, hopefully. But the Gemara says that one man d'omer says that in order to be chayv Ashom Tolo, you have to have two pieces in front of you. One is a chaylev, one is not. You don't know which one you ate. So mainly, that's what's called ikva isur. The isur is established, it's there. The Rambam's talking about Islam, you have a suffix. But not that you notice the issa there. You don't know if this is chaza, you don't know it's chaza. But if you notice a piece of chaza, not a piece of chaza, and you're not sure which one is which, that's a different din. Okay, but that's one. The other, and there's two other Rambams here also, we won't go through right now. But the other kasha also, that Rishonim even asked, the Ran and Kedushin, I apologize, I usually get someone to do it with the computer. I couldn't get hold of him. So I had to do it the way it's a little small. But the Ran asks by Mamzer. The Gemara says in Kedushin, it is a din that Safek Mamzer is Mutter. Lo Yova Mamzer Bekol Hashem. Right? So the Gemara says that only a Safek Avadai Mamzer is also Safek Mamzer is Mutter. According to the Rambam, what do you need a Pasuk to tell me that Safek Mamzer is Mutter? Safek Deraisa is Lekula anyway. This is a kasha from the Rishonim till the Gedolei Achreinim, the Arid, the Pri Chodesh, all go with this. But Lemaisa is in the Rajba in Kedushin, and that sugya brings a Chuvas of Rambam, which to my knowledge, I haven't seen, maybe now they found it, that he says that's his Makar, that's where he got it from. That the fact that it says Safek Mams is Mutter, that's a Makar to call it Tarkula. We're going to deal with another kasha, which is a kasha that the Ran asks, which is in Dalit. It's a Rajba and the Ram. Let's go through a Gemara in Chulin. Again, if I would have had the computer, it would have been easier to tell the person to do it. Not, but we'll say out the Gemara in Chulin. The Ram brings the Gemara. The Gemara has a Shaila, Minaha Mil Sadam Rabbanan, excuse me, Minaha Mil Sadam Rabbanan, Zil Basar Ruba. How do you know you go after Raif? In other words, let's say you find a piece of meat in the street, right? Not, you know, not to use this as a psak halacha, of course, and with certain factors, and there's 9 kosher butcher shops in the city, and one not kosher. So you find a piece of meat in the street. Can you eat it or not? So this isn't called raif. Those of us who remember El Metzias from our childhood know Gemara talks about finding a Metzias in the Ershu Ruba Akum, the Ershu Ruba Yisrael. What do you do? There's a din called raif. Menaha Milsa. Where do we know this din called raif? That's the Gemara Shai. Okay? Now, let's for a minute ask a question. You find a piece of meat in the street and you don't know what to do, right? Because it might be kosher, it might be treif. We call treif. And you have 9 kosher butzer shops. So you have a chiddush here that you can eat it. What's the chiddush? According to the Rambam, of course you can eat it. Even if you had 5 kosher butcher shops and 5 treifer butcher shops, right? So you it's a suffix. And suffix deraisa is lakula. So what's the Gemara's question exactly? What Shmuel's saying? The flip side, what he means to say is, what if it's the opposite? What if you have 9 treifa butcher shops and 1 kosher butcher shop, and a person finds a piece of meat and he eats it, does he get malchus or not? Raiv, if you have no concept called raiv, so good. The din is suffix, it's a suffix, and suffix is mutter. Now the Torah's telling you, it's not a suffix, it's a vadai. So really you need it, which we're saying for the tell you that it's vadai also. The Gemara just says that example because la halacha, we paskin, you know, suffix deraisa, not halacha, that's the din, suffix deraisa is L'chumra, it could be the Rabbanan. So Mimela, how do you have this concept of 9 and 1 that you can vada eat it, that you circumvent this, the din of Sufik L'chumra mid the Rabbanan? But that's the Gemara Shad. So now what the Gemara is saying is that I need the Pasuk to tell me that something is Aser Be'etzim, right? No, something is Aser. Again, you follow? In other words, you have a shayla and a piece of meat. Suffolk deraisa tells you it's lakula, you can eat it. But since there's a concept of raiv, the raiv tells you not only you can't eat it, it's, you look at it as a piece of iser, and you will get malchus for it. So if you have 9 treifer butcher shops and 1 kosher butcher shops, and you find a piece of meat, that piece of meat is not a suffolk, it's a vadai, because of the concept called raiv. That's posh. Okay. The issue is, which the Rishonim have with the Rambam, is the Gemara's raiz. Where do you know Suffolk deraisa, Zil Basar Ruba. I'm going to go to one of the last rayas, and then we'll see the difference. One of the rayas, the Gemara says, is Maka Aviv V'imoy. Maka Aviv, right? Somebody hits his father. So the din is that it's Chayv Misa. So the Gemara says, V'dilma Lav Aviv, who maybe it's not his father. How do you know it's his father? There's no way to prove that he's his father. I'm not talking about genetic testing. I'm talking about the stam. You have, without that, I don't know what the din would be with that, but a person hits his father. How does he know it's his father? Because he lives with his mother, okay? But maybe his mother was Mizana. Maybe it was something else. So on that, you say, Raiv. That's the Gemara's Raya. The Gemara is Doicha the Raya. Maybe it's talking about his father and mother in Beis Asurin. They were locked up. So there's no one else. And Gemara says, no, somebody came in, ain't not put you up the rice. But we understand the raya, right? As a kid, I remember in the shtibel, they used to ask, they once asked me, Akasha, why is Gemara bring a raya from Maka Aviv Imo? Why don't they bring a raya from Mekalel Aviv? So as a kid, I said very simply, because Mekalel, you're Mekalel, whoever your father is. You don't have to know who your father is. The guy's Mekalel, his father. Later on, I got older, I saw it's not Minchas Chinuch who brings his kasha. And he says, not true, because maybe his father's a guy. It still doesn't answer. If his father's a guy, then he's potter from it. So he still have to come on to Rav. But come on, we understand the Gemara. But a few of the rise of the Gemaras, we'll take one example, is Karban Pesach. The din is a Karban has to be can't be treif. If the carbon is treif, as you, we learn Rashi at the beginning of Vayikra, min ha-behem b'lohoitzi is a treif. If it has a terminal disease, has a hole in its lung, a hole in its head, the carbon is not a good carbon. Frek the Gemara, the Dilma treif, maybe it's a treif. Maybe the behem is a treif. How could you go ahead and be yoitz a mitzvah of carbon pesach? Maybe it's treif. Eluat, you'll dissect it and see. It says you're not allowed to, because the certain parts of the body can only get through by breaking the bones. And you can't break the bones, as we know, at some blessed Shabbat, right? You're not allowed to break the bones of a carbon pesach. It says, a raya, you go after roif. That's the Gemara's raya. The Gemara has a few rayas that way. Frek the Rajba, frek the Ran. This is the Ran here. You get a chance to look at it. The Ran over here asks, what's the raya? According to the Rambam, of course the carbon pesach is a good carbon pesach. Because suffik the raisa is lakula. You have a shayla. Is this a good carbon or not a good carbon? So now you want to go ahead and bring me a raya to the concept of raya. Who says it's a raya to the concept of raya? Maybe it's mutter because it's a suffik lakula. In other words, bishumah by maka aviv. So there you bring me a raya of raya because you're killing the person. How could you go ahead and kill the person? How could you say that Ivada hit his father? Maybe it's not his father and you can't give him misa. The Teretz is, well, by the way, we wouldn't say suffik the raisa lakula, the bezin has the right to kill a person. That's absurd, right? That's poshet suffik nefashis lahakul. You can't kill a person on the suffik. So how could we kill a person that maybe hit his father? Teretz is, it's a raiv. Raiv bi'ilas achar habal, right? That's Gemara's lashon. Raiv bi'ilas achar habal. So then we understand you're learning out a concept called raiv. But on the other Gemara's rayas from Karban Pesach, from Oila, from Paradumo, all those are suffik if the mitzvah is a good mitzvah. Suffik the rice and the kula. That's the everybody understands the question.
Maybe
or it's,
only by Allah you say it. Not
what?
By, maybe only by Allah you say it, not by Asay. It gave you a kind when Asay you suffik. Allah, okay. But Asay, you know why that you're doing the mitzvah.
I know you're Mendy's brother, but I don't know your first name.
Yeah, Berish.
Berish, I'm sorry. Everybody hears what Berish is saying. Say it again.
Maybe by Allah, it's suffik the rice of kula. Oh. But the Torah tells you to do the kind of mitzvah, right. You have to be about it.
Very good. So, Berish is mechavan to the Chavetz Das, the Nesivis. If you look in Hay, okay, look at Hay. And basically what he says over there is that, like this, that the Torah tells us that you can't eat chazer. What's called chazer? So he says, chazer is called something that you know for sure is chazer. If you're misupik, if it's called chazer or not, then you're allowed to eat it. That's according to the Rambam. He says, but let's say you have a shayla, is this esrig a good esrig or not? Should I take it or should I not take it? So over there, why are you going to say suffik d'raisa l'kula? You'll say, I take the sasrik and I don't have to do it, right? Or, you know, I'm a supik if I said krishma today. So I don't have to say krishma. I can assume I said krishma. That's a din of suffik l'kula. I can assume I said krishma. So Berish is saying, no. When it comes to mitzvah sasay, there the Torah is telling us that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, I have to know the act that I'm doing is mitzvah. In other words, I have to know that the act I'm doing is a vadai iser in order to be awesome.
Is there an iser to bring a carbon that's a balmum?
What?
There's an iser to bring a carbon that's a balmum. So if it's a balmum.
The what?
The
it's not a balmum, it's a treif. I don't know if there's an iser. It's not a good carbon. It's makro balei mumin. But that's what the Gemara is asking. Where's asking else treif? That's a different. Right? But the Gemara is asking mitzad the treif we should buy. So the Chavetz Das Taka wants to say, right, the Nesivis, that the din of the Rambam is only applicable to Loisa says. A suffik iser, you have to go to Chumrah. A suffik mitzvah, there you'd have to Taka go to Chumrah even according to the Shitas a Rambam. That's the Chavetz Das. You look over there, he says, if you look at the last paragraph that we have, the second paragraph, look kosher shuv kula kushes onal. The bechulin, mahadi yolv bepesach kabbonis, the kabbonis come out mahadi ksiv zocha vay. Hachinam dashin tom vaday v'loy sofik. Hachinam igavei treif. Okay, so that's really the nakuda over here. And I want to explain it a little, just to give it a little time, according to with a Mesher Chochmah. That I'd like to learn inside. Okay, there's a din like this. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch, which is based on a Rev Rishayim, which is based on a Gemara. Let's take the Gemara that was mostly recently, I guess Pesachim was most recently learned in Daf Yomi. The Gemara has a Shaila. Somebody with a Soicha Bayis, is a Cheskasa Baduk or Ein Cheskasa Baduk? Can you assume that the person was Baidik the house, that you can go into the house and not do a Bedika? You rented it, let's say, on the night of Pesach. Can you assume the person did it? The Gemara has a Shaila. So the Gemara says, L'may Nafkamina L'Shaila, what's the big deal? Just ask him, right? Just ask him. So Rishayim are bothered over there, the Riv, that what do you mean L'may Nafkamina L'Shaila? I don't want to ask him. I want to go in, you know, just like I don't look too much into, you know, the Ashgacha that they give me in the hotel, so I don't go into the place and not worry about this also. What is the big deal, right? What's the Brisk Grove? Somebody once came to Brisk Grove and he said, no, the hotel, beautiful, I checked into it, it is, the accommodations, it is. Brisk Grove said, what's this, Maestris? Yeah, I'm a stomach kosher. So he says, L'shaile, let's ask him. So Riv brings a raya also from Gemara and Chulin. The din is, Riv Mitsuyan Etzal Shchita Mumchinim. Mitzad din. If you see somebody shechting a behem, again, don't take this lala, I don't know if it'll come up, but just in case. Riv Mitsuyan Etzal Shchita, you see a guy shechting a behem. Right? You don't know if he's a mumcha or not. So you could be soymech that he's a mumcha. Riv Mitsuyan, those are people who shecht are probably mumchin. So Gemara says over there that Nivdik, like let's test him, give him a fahar, see if he is. And we said, the lesser, come on, he's not in front of us. Again, the Riv brings a raya from over there that if you have a Riv and you could be mevara the Riv, you have to be mevara. Riv is only used when you can't be mevara. In other words, let's take, for instance, shatnez testing. That's I don't know what the halach is exactly, that's the Riv. But you have a suit, right? And they tell you, listen, this type of suit is you, Giovanni, this, that, is usually not shatnez. Once in a while it's shatnez. So, Avadi, you have to give it into the shatnez to Reb David. We found out, where's Reb David? I saw him. Reb David Samuels is checks shatnez. He knows how to check that. Right? Yeah, used to be. I said, that's how he became a gvir. He's been doing that. Yesterday we were talking to Shir, and he said he used to do shatnez testing. But I don't know how we got into shatnez, but upon him, you have to check it. Now, this din that Roiv the Efshel of Arer, let's say in a Hanami, you live in a place, there's no, and it's your son's offer, and you want to wear a new suit, again, ask before you do it. Could be Samachan Raiv, right? Or you can't get it before cell phones, before whatever they're called, apps and this and that. You can't get to a shatnez laboratory. So you could be Samachan the Raiv. But a Raiv She'ev Shalvari, you have to be Mavar. So the Paiskim say it's basically it's a Din Durabonim. Mitzad Din, you could be Samachan the Din Raiv. You don't have to be Mavar. Comes along Ramea Simcha, and he brings a Mishkanis Yankiv. Mishkanis Yankiv is a Talmud from Reb Chaim Volozhin, and the Derech in Volozhin was that they learned sugas and would be machriya la'alacha according to what they saw through the Gemara. There would be gedolim. We of course can't do that, right? But there would be machriya machloikas rishonim. So the Mishkanis Yankiv over here, in a few places he does that. He brings rayas to Atzad from Chazal that he says surprise the rishonim, the achronim, don't bring this. And he brings a mechilta at the end of Parshas Bo. Let's take a look. Miyamim, you see, is vav. Miyamim yamima. B'mechilta. Dava achem miyamim yamima magid the adam tzarach livdoik esat. So one drasha is that tefillin I only put on during the day, not night, which is not necessarily the halacha. I mean, we don't do it because you might fall asleep, but that's a drasha. A person has to Check his tefillin. We do check out tefillin, not necessarily Yud Beis Chosh, but that's what it says. B'sefer Mishkanes Yankiv, Hevi Mikan Raya, L'bdikas Areya, Mi'it Amotzi, David Reiser. I should have said this first. The example that's used by Shochtim, that Shochtim, when they shecht, so there's no way to see that a behemoth is kosher. You'd have to spend hours and hours. Your meat with bills would be unbelievable if we had to do that.
Like vegetables.
What?
Like vegetables.
Like, what do you mean, like vegetables?
The
vegetables.
The
what?
You have to
bodek the lime. Oh, like vegetables. Yeah, hanami. So a koponim, you know, the Chassam Sefer used to say that when you eat mur, you have to make two brachas, Adama and Shahakal. So a koponim, we check the what's called the sheichet baidik. He checks, but he checks only a certain open place. But to go in and do all kinds of bedikas, he doesn't have to do because it's impossible. It took him hours. So the baidik the reya, that's the shchiach, that there's a tray for there. It's easy to be baidik. He tracks the lungs. So that's a din derabanan because you could be samach harayg mislam. It's all right. So Mishkanes Yankov says no. What do you mean? You see from over here that you have to be baidik at tefillin. If you have to be baidik at tefillin, oh, so Beresh is putting his eyes up. In other words, you have to be baidik. Well, let's see how he says it first. Okay, Beresh. So in other words, you have to be baidik at tefillin. So just like, and it seems to be a drasha deraisa. You know, that, like I said, that's they learned this is a drasha. This is a real. This chazal tells us it's a din deraisa. You have to be baidik at tefillin. So once you see, you have to be baidik at tefillin. You have to be baidik dereya. Dr. Meir Simcha, I'm going to ask you a question, the following.
Okay, you are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
We know there's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that a person should not walk into a Beis HaKvaris with his tzitzis hanging out, with the tefillin b'roshay, with the Sefer Torah b'yadoy, because of loyeg l'rash. In other words, he's making fun, he's ridiculing a poor prayer. You're not allowed to ridicule a poor prayer. A person's poor and you make fun of him. Chayr if I say, you're saying the Rabbeinu Shem made him poor. It's not his fault. The Rabbeinu Shem decided right? It says when a person's born, it says, Tipazul, Tia Chacham, or Tipish, Gibor, Cholosh, Ani V'asher. It's predestined, those things. Aval Tzadik V'Rasha Loika Amar. Kol B'day Shemayim, Chutz B'day Shemayim. The Rebbe Abunim used to say from there, you see a Meridik Achidish. You see, you could be a tzaddik and a tippish at the same time. It says over there, it says that the Rebbe says you're a tippish. He said, so I once was, and Reb Shmuel Birnbaum would ask this question too. And he says, Vaistais the Torah is machkimas pesi. Vaistais the Torah makes a person smart. But you see, from the Gemara, you could be a tippish, an ani, and yet a tzaddik, that's up to you. It's not. But anyway, I kopon him, so you're making fun of me. This person is dead. And it can't be Mekayim Mitzvahs, right? The Mishmelech even has a Shaila. Can you, if it's a woman's Levaya, can you wear your tzitzis out? Can you wear, you know, tefillin there? Maybe a woman is part of a tefillin. Maybe that's not making fun of her because she's part of her. Maybe, on the other hand, she gets Schar Mitzvah. But that's the din. We all know the din. That's why you can't say Divrei Torah in front of a mace unless it's Dvar Shomeis or Kvayd or whatever. That's the din. Frek Taisis, there was a minig that they used to bury the mace in Tachrichin, made out of shatness. So Tosis asks Akasha, take a look. Masha tiratzli kushes Tosis, shikshu amayda minim beklayim, oitzelo tachwichim. What do you do with klayim? You can't wear klayim, but klayim is not osoban, no. You can use it for other things. You can make a tent out of it. You can't make clothing. You can't make a baseball bat, mitt out of it, right? That could be clothing already, right? But ha'ika loyeg l'rash. The Kamoi, I don't remember if it's Rabbi Yais, the Ozel Vashadi Tilto Basic Varas. So that's Tysus Kasha. How could you go ahead and bury a mace with Klayim? It's so Amarti, so I said. The Beloisa se Ike Humashe Ein Adam Oise. When the Torah says don't do something, the Iker is don't do it. Don't go against the Torah. So in other words, V'im Osa Machmas Oines. Or inyan acher hapoitcher, a person's allowed to do it. A person rachmal atzlan is sick, and he's, I'm not talking about being metamtim delayed. Let's leave that nekuda. A person's sick and the doctor says you have to eat something that's treif, or you have to be Mechal Shabbos, or you have to eat on Yom Kippurim. So Vada, he didn't do anything wrong. He's an honest. He has to do it. They put a gun to his head. Eat Chazer, whatever it is. Let's say it's not Yag Val Yavar. He has to do it. So it's the same thing as the person. He shouldn't feel. There's a letter from the Shemesh Shmuel to his son-in-law who was sick, had to eat on Yom Kippurim. So he says, the Iker of Yiddishkeit is to listen to Das Torah. You're doing Das Torah. Das Torah says you have to listen to the doctor. The doctor says this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. It's printed in the Shemesh Shmuel. So he says, Memela, Kamoi Kol Adam Sha'asa Einan, I'm sorry, skip. V'amati Dobloisa Iker Masha Einan Adamoisa. Vim Asa Machmas Oinis Oininacher, Apoitcha Shuv Hu Kamoi Kol Adam. It's not called. You have two people, right? You have a person that's nizer all his life not to eat chazer, and you have a Russian who never has, doesn't know anything about it. He's living in communist Russia, and they're eating treifas. But the Diaviyov that was in a store, and a Russian's buying food. He says, Rebbe, what is this? I said, pork. He says, chazer. And he went ahead and he bought chicken. Because in his mind, I met an Israeli recently. So, you know, I'm talking to he says, I'm makpid, not a secular, obviously, but he said, I'm makpid when I go that I only eat halal meat. Because at least it's shechtin, which is an Irish kind, it's avada. But, you know, people don't realize that. They don't know. There are secular Israelis. They think as long as it's shechtin, what's the difference of going out? They don't know. So, I'm not talking about mitamtem demleg, but you know, it's this person who doesn't know, there's no difference between the Russian who ate chazer all his life, because he lived in Russia, he had no idea, and the Yid that is makbid. Forget the Yid that's makbid, maybe sometimes not so makbid. So he's also leading his din, but this Russian, so Meir Simcha said, they're both the same. Remember a few years ago, there was a whole scandal with meat. People got... We know the woman. There was no right to embarrass this woman. First of all, b'chlal, what they did, right? To embarrass the woman because her husband did something terrible. Secondly, is the Rav Machshir was a very erlich Rav Machshir. They fooled him. Did the people do something wrong? They didn't really do anything wrong. Yeah, what was wrong was they had to get new dishes and new ovens and this and this and that. But Meisa, they didn't do anything wrong. He says, Tzalekri says, Loi ke, so let's say like this. So you have, just to, you know, just to illustrate. Guy goes, Acha Meverb Shana, the Bezin Shomaila. And there's a place there for people who eat chaza. So he goes, this Yid, they don't let him in there, right? They take him out of Gehenim. And the Russian also, they don't put him in there. What did he know? He didn't do anything wrong. But then there's also what's called, it says in Medrash Taka, says there's places for going lechasodim, agadlam, yisraim. It says places, people put on tefillin, people put on tzitzis, people take lulav, right? And this Russian never knew about lulav. Will he get into this place that miyuchad eschar for people put on tefillin? No, says Omeya Simcha. Why? Because in a mitzvah, it's not that, you know, avada could be an onus on the mitzvah, but I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. It's what's called in the Rishonim Bringer Yerushalmi in Ksubis, in the Sugya of Oynes Begitin, is what's called Unsa Keman Deloy Ovid. And Oynes is like you didn't do it. And as a person, right, that's the Sugya there, but Oynes. So Oynes is like you didn't do it, right? You didn't do anything wrong. But Unsa Keman, a person says, I won't do this, so he didn't do it. He was forced to do it, it's like he didn't do it. But if a person says, Imbasi, I'm going to come, then it should be a get, but you didn't come. But I wanted to come. I was held back by pirates, by bandits. But Lamaisa, you didn't come. So Unsa Kemanda Lo Ovid. Anoinus is like you didn't do it. But Unsa Kemanda Ovid, like you did it, right? The place can bring this. The Shach brings this La Lachar, got certain things. That you can't say that it's Ki'ilu, he did it. You can't say he did the action. What?
Don't we say that
Maisa Teva? Yeah, it's Mitzvah. But let me ask you a Beresh. If let's say he does, and then all of a sudden he doesn't have matzah, he wants to, he's in the concentration camps. My father once showed me a cutout from an Israeli newspaper So there's Yirotzen that the eating of chametz Rabbeinu Shem should be like I'm eating matzah and Pesach. Now, people, but let's say all of a sudden it's damen loy matzah. Vada, he has to do the matzah, right? You'd rather get schar. Beirus is saying, Gemara says, chishav lasas mitzvah venenas mala lo v'kosev kilo aso. Ki'ilu aso. Right? Ki'ilu. But the mice, and chishav's farm says, mala lo v'kosev. The pasuk brought him up higher. You're right. He went up a little higher because he did something. But Lamais, he wasn't Yotze the mitzvah. So the Meir Simcha, she says, lo chayim b'mitzvah zaseh. Up to the last two lines. Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. Av shaloh. Listen, if your clients do it, it's not good. Av shaloh asa yasa machmas eza oynis. Mekom makom lo mitzvah kemanda ovid. It's not like he did it. The saif saif lo as. I'm going to do the second page.
I'll check.
Mine originally was on those both sides. Oh, sorry. My fault. I should have made it clear. No, it's good. Thank you. What's this? Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, so he goes vital. I'll read you the words and we'll see. The saif saif lo osa. So I have to mention. Thank you. I'm sorry. I should have made that. I didn't realize. I had both sides of the page. So I didn't realize the fellow sent the email. I should have told him. The in came. Oh, so he says shapir. So according to this, very good. When you walk in front of a mace, when a person is buried with klayim, you're not making fun of him, because him wearing klayim is like you not wearing klayim. Why? Kim sha'adam mace nasa chofshi min mitzvah. He's not doing anything wrong. The mace is not doing an issa. There's no way the mace is doing an issa. The mace is wearing klayim. He's not doing an issa. So zok the mei simcha to answer to his kasha. That's not called loyeg larash, because loyeg larash means take a look. I'm being mekayim shatnas. I'm not wearing shatnas, and you're over shatnas. He's not over shatnas. Kivin shenasa adam meis, kivin shenasa adam nasa choyf shimin amitzvah, becomes totally free from mitzvahs, right? So he's not doing anything wrong. Mashenke mitzvahs say and a chanami. He's part of from tefillin. He's part of from tzitz. He's part of sefer Torah and so forth. But you're still making fun of him. You're saying, listen, I have the mitzvah, and you don't have the mitzvah. So it's ridiculing him.
But isn't that also making fun of the dead person, saying that you don't have the issue? That's also...
That's called... The Gemara says, mutav shalom nivra mishanivra, right? So Marshal says, nimnu v'gamru, we have so many loisas.
Yeah, but this person wasn't ready.
Okay, yeah, but not anymore. So now we the Rabbeinu Shem Pater. Rabbi Daniel, what? Rabbi Daniel.
No.
But I call upon him, you can hear the chilek that.
Like it's hard for Mitzvah to say, not for the losas.
Right, you don't get that. There's no pashtus, that's what.
There's no score.
There's no score. Okay, right. Yeah. I mean, Gemara says if you have a taiva, but you're right. She says, Lochain Bishul, Vishapi Igika Logarash. So Mimela, let's first skip over another Nikud that he says. Many of us eat Shmur Matzah even during Pesach. Why do we eat Shmur Matzah during Pesach? No, it's besides the first night, the first Kazaisim. Why do we Yomakman? What? So therefore, that's the first night. How do you have? No. I'm talking about the whole Pesach.
It's the same reason we eat black kosher. We hope that maybe it is kosher.
Okay, you're not off. What do we eat Shmur Matzah?
A
Kiyum
Mitzvah.
A Kiyum Mitzvah. All the Hasidim, they didn't shmur matzah. You think they really mekayim the gra? They think about that? I doubt it. I doubt that they're doing it because of the gra.
The Rambam that says actually shmur matzah is on both.
Is?
It's on both.
What do you mean both?
It's din shmir both during the year and during.
What do you mean during the year?
And
the
first night. Also, it's like the kikin nazir.
The what?
The Rambam brings down two dinim of shmur matzah.
Yeah, no.
One is for the rest of the. One is for the.
Which Rambam? Which Rambam?
Yes. In Chumash Matzah, brings down two.
That the rest of the year is a din shemar. This didn't have to be shemar, but
you have to be shemar. Yeah.
But why do you have to eat? You can eat potatoes. Why can't you? Why don't?
Oh, that's the question. Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't. No, the question is, just like you can eat potatoes, you can eat the din is you could, but they want to eat shmur matzah. Why? So Barry is saying, well, according to the Gra, you get a kiyum mitzvah. Maybe. It's very schwer to say the minhagim came about with the most. That Rishita the Goyim didn't come, even though it's Rishayim there, the Yukim, but it didn't come about till the last 200 years. So he brings a Chidah that asks this question. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, let me just find it over here. Here. Ubezeh biyarti divrei Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Shenemar v'shamartam some matzahs, kloimar, Hizaru b'matzo v'shamru oiso mikol tzad chimutz. Right? Make sure it doesn't become nuts. There's a din. Akadei kach. The Poskim want to say that. The din of Shmira tells us you have to be more careful than roiv, than chazaka. Could be there's more chumers. Okay, that's a different thing. Lefikach amru chachamim tzarech adam lizar bedogen sh'oichum ena b'pesach sh'lo yov alov mayim acha sh'nitza. Why shouldn't we eat the whole Pesach? He's asking Taka, we should. And you don't have to. Tzarchim Godel. Because the Gemara says, Betzekos shel nochrim memala adam kreisa mehen. If you're worried about, right? He said like this. He says like this. You don't have to worry about the meat. He's going on. You taka don't have to eat shmur matzah at whole Pesach. The Rambam says you have to be careful in order it shouldn't become chametz. Be very, very careful. He says, okay. What if there's a meat? So then it could be samech on the meat. If it could be samech on the meat, samech on the rive, I'm sorry, and be samech it's a meat. So what did you do? You didn't do anything wrong. You won't have to rive. But let's illustrate it. There's a din roiv. I don't think anybody in this room, I forgot what they call it. I remember as a kid they used to have it, not have it in TV, you know, Harvey, in old days we had black and white TVs, right? Black Oponim, even Crown Heights they had that. Black Oponim, what's called Russian roulette, I think like that. We have like six shleimer, right? It's a roiv, what's a big deal, right? No one in their right mind would do it. One in six. I mean, even if it was one in 1,000, you wouldn't do it. It might be the one. Zokta Meir Simcha, the Pshan, the Rambam, is not you're worried about chametz mitzad the issa shiba. You're worried about the mitzvah shiba. If it's chametz, then it's not matzah. During the rest of Pesach, if it's chametz, okay, I was semech on roiv, I was semech on chazaka, I didn't do anything wrong, be'etzim. I didn't do anything wrong because I was semech on roiv. But being Samech and Rav and then finding, right, you have your tefillin. Beautiful tefillin, right? Beautiful tefillin. Seifim can make mistakes. They're human beings just like we are. I write my shiurim a lot of times, and then when I read it, I see, oh boy, you know, I must have fallen asleep in the middle. And then I write the word twice, I skip a word. It happens all the time. I saw someone's tefillin, the Sefer, I remember, Ukshartem la'ois la'ois. He wrote the word, Pasal the tefillin. The person was livid. I said, it happens. The baidik solo ice, and your eyes skip it. Okay. So this person, the whole year, I told you, he's an onus. He says, I'm an onus. You're right. But you weren't mekayim the mitzvah tefillin. For a year, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah tefillin. For 7 years, this person's, okay, so I should have checked them before. Zokta Meir Simcha, that's the Pshan the Rambam. Check the matzahs for every possible way that it can become chametz. Not because of the Issa of Chametz. Otherwise, you're right. The rest of the Pesach, it also should eat Shmur Matzah. Right? Why we do it, that's a different reason. Could be a Makbid, we want to make sure. it's better, but legabe mitzad din, the din is going to be betzeika shalakum, right? Goyish matzahs. Matzahs that were baked by goyim, right? I'm going to pasakum, go. That's the din. Betzeika shalakum, other mamalek chesim, vachi yachal, kazayis matzah b'achreina. So what's the pshat? Pshat is that you check it to make sure it's chametz, not that you should not be over the issa, that you should make sure it's a mitzvah. In other words, you want to make sure 99.99% it's kosher. Not because otherwise it's not, it's chametz. Because otherwise it's not matzah. Right? Something that's chametz is clearly not matzah. So you're checking it, you're making sure there should be a Dr. Meir Simcha with this. That's the pshat in the Mechilta. The Mechilta is telling us to check tefillin. That's not a raya that you have to check treifas. Treifas, you have a roiv. If you have a roiv, then what? Then you can be soimech that it's not a treifah. Therefore, you didn't do anything wrong. Masha enkein tefillin, even if you have soimech on the roiv, you're soimech on the chazakah, but lamaisa, if it's not good tefillin, many times people leave their tefillin in their cars. It's not a good thing. Soifim told me, the heat comes on it, it makes it wet, and the ink starts to spread out. Or other things happen, it starts to move around. People don't realize that. Never leave your tefillin in a car where it's hot. Right? So things could happen. A year later, you see, well, look at this, the Sefer didn't do right, the Sefer right did well. You let it, the old Sefer, the Baksham nowadays, we have beautiful Sefer Torahs, the Kavanas of our grandparents were better, but at least we have better, nicer Sefer Torahs, right, made with better ink and so forth, our tefillin. Last week there was a Sefer by us, he's a Russian boy, and my nephew wants to get tefillin for his son. So he sat down, he gave a whole shiur, it's a beautiful thing. And he explained to me that the chumis that they have nowadays, not the pshat chumis, it's so precise that you don't have to worry that tefillin crack and this and this and that. So it's not the pshat because of you're doing something wrong. Pshat is because you want to be mekayim the mitzvah. So that's what Meir Simcha is saying. The avada could be from the mechilta zaraya, you have to check for tefillin, because if you don't check for tefillin, the tefillin will be pasul. Masha enkein treifas, if you don't check, you are semach and raiv. Are you a treifa? There's nothing wrong with it. Not the tacha. There's nothing. You didn't do an issa because you were semach and raiv.
By matzis, it's very nice deloshen.
That what?
Shmartim is a mitzvah.
It goes together. Right, mitzvahs. Right, very good. Yishai is saying that you see the chazal darshan, al tikur of matzis, al a mitzvahs. It goes together. You're worried about the mitzvah. Good. But akoponim, so now we can understand what Rav Berish is saying. So that's the pshat. He's saying like this. You have a suffik deraisa lekula in the Rambam Shita. The suffik deraisa lekula tells us that the Torah said, listen, you have a shayla. Is this chaza or not chaza? We give you the right to assume that it's not chaza. That's a pshat suffik deraisa lekula. I have a right to assume it's not. Right? Like any derabanan. A person's misupik, this is not the din, but it should be the din. Person's not sure if he took lulav on Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed, we know, is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, a zechel mikdash. So if you mesupik, really mitzvah din, you don't have to do it. Why? Suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. What does that mean? Avada you have to take. You can assume you took. Rabbanan give you a right to assume that you took. That's a pshan suffik. So in suffik l'kula. So according to the Rambam Shita, that a suffik d'raisa is l'kula, the pshat is I can assume that I did the right thing. So if I did the right thing, memela what? So even if it's not is chazir, or no chazir, it doesn't matter. The Torah allowed me to eat this chazir. This chazir is allowed to be eaten. But in the mitzvahs, that's what Beresh is saying. What's the question? The question of the Rishayim is, you have a suffolk in Karban Pesach, so even if you don't have the din rive, you can be mekel. Zok the chavizdah, zok the Beresh, and this goes good with this Meshach Chachm, with the understanding of it, he says, "What are you going to say? I have a suffik, and I can assume it's a good carbon pesach. It's a good carbon pesach. I have a right to assume it. Ain't a chanami. But what happens? All of a sudden, something happened. The head breaks, and all of a sudden, it's the oyveya treifer. You're not yaitza the mitzvah of carbon pesach. You lost out the carbon pesach. If you find later on somebody comes and says, you know what you ate was treifer. I checked that in, so we saw the package. Okay, I was saying mechan suffik the reisa lekula. I was allowed to eat it. I didn't do anything wrong." Masha enkin the mitzvah, what's the Rishayim's kash on the Rambam? Yeah, you have a suffik, carbon pesach, a sarafik, oila, all the Gemara's cases. I go ahead and I mako, so ain't a charali, you mako, you semach on the din of kula. But lamaitza, if it comes out that it was not a good carbon pesach, you were not yaitz and mitzi. You have to bring another carbon pesach. You lost out the carbon pesach. So on that, ain't a chanami, there's no din of something. That's what the Chavaz Das is being mechadish, that according to the Rambam, you don't say such a din.
Now, wouldn't it be have to say that if you're going to learn this Chavaz Das from the Rambam, that the Rambam would have to hold that sheet of statistics that where there's a din vada and not just a din on hold of?
Yeah, that, okay. You can. Now, the interesting, the
Imre. You did nothing wrong. Why is it if you found out later that you actually did something wrong, and even though you relied on the suffix, you have to bring a chattis?
You don't have to bring a chattis.
You found out it was actually a trait that you ate, and there was, even though you relied on wrong.
You mean a chorus, suffix chorus. Okay. So that goes into the shayla of the Rambam. What else shemtali? Okay, a chanami.
I see.
Right, but a chanami. So now, the Maisa is like this, the Imre Baruch, the Baruch Frankel Tumim. So he was a very big Goyen, and Baruch Frankel Tumim was a, I don't know how to say it, just to lack of words, was an expert on Rishayim. He knew Rishayim's words by Mamish. He wrote many, the Avinezer writes that his Derech HaLimud was from the Baruch Tam. He's known as the Baruch Tam, the Divrei Chaim Shver, right? But he was a Meridik Goyen. He wrote on the Shmaitz, if you remember Shmaitz, the Hagos and Mebarach, on the Tuyev, and on many Gdoil, the big Kachoynishes for him. There's a story, but one time he came to Nikolsburg, Rav Motcha Benet, the Nikolsburger Rav. A few years ago, I davened in a shtibel, I don't know what you call it, a shul in Woodburn. And it's, there's a fellow, they calls himself the Nikolsburger Rebbe. And I'm looking at who comes from, I said to him, Nikolsburger Rebbe, you're not a Rebbe, you're Nikolsburger Rav. Who you come from is not Rebbe's, it's Rav. He said, I've been here 20 years, you're the first one to tell me this, but you're right, you're not a Rebbe. He says, I'm an Einikol of Hamotcha Benet, the Nikolsburger Rav. He was a Meri Degagoyim. And he was giving shir, and the Baruch Tam happened to be in his dominant, and he sat in the shir, and he's listening to him, and he says, this Shaila, so Baruch Tam, you know, says, it's Mefusha Rajman. He says the Rajman word for word. Again, it's Mefusha Ran. He said the Ran word for word. He's Mefusha, and they didn't have Yated then, so they didn't see who was, right? And then he says Mefusha Ritva, and he says, you know, and he brings Rajas, he's seen this form. So afterwards, when they realized it's Agavar Abba, he made a Suda for him, and he was Mechabed him for benching, that he should bench. So he's waiting for him to start. He said, Kenish. He said, what? I don't have a sit at a bench for him. That's it. So you see who these people were. But anyway, so make sure you've done it. That's it. But anyway, Kuponim, with this, this is the pshat, I think, in Reberish, is Mechavin to the Chavaz Das. It should all be Matzliach, Itaka should be Nehepach, Lesosan Vesimcha, that we should be, make this into Yomta from Yitzchak, that we can eat tomorrow this.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.